You don't need to be a great voiceover artist to create great character voices. But if you want to craft compelling, convincing, and consistent characters, you need to build a framework that ensures your voice is connected every time you speak. And there is, for many people, an assumption that all they need is talent, confidence, and persistence, and the rest will fall into place. And whilst those traits are valuable, it can be frustrating and even considered unprofessional if your voice slips in and out of different vocal qualities because you never did the foundational work in the first place to ensure that never happened. I come from a voice and acting background. I don't use my voice for gaming, for role play, or for Dungeons and Dragons, for example. So the stakes for me have always been more on a professional level. There's just a little bit of added pressure there. But that doesn't mean this video isn't for you, because if you're someone who wants to create convincing, compelling, and consistency in your characteristics when creating voices, then this video is for you too. And just a quick heads up, I will be working backwards on this so you understand the process more fully, which means you kind of have to stay around to the end if you want to get the real benefit. And before you run away scared that you have to stay around for the next 10 minutes, just know there is a PDF download in the description box below where you can go to my website, download it, and have the checklist for yourself, whether you stay with the video or not. All right. Number one, articulation. This isn't just about pronunciation, enunciation, or diction, although it includes all three of those. It's more about understanding your vocal mechanism, your body, your instrument, and how it functions. Put simply, if you know about and know how to look after your voice, it will work for you every time you need it. That means regular and consistent voice work. Now, what's that? Not skipping warm-ups. Tongue exercises, removing the tension from your head, neck, and shoulders, working the lips, the jaw, keeping that limber, doing dexterity exercise like tongue twisters. The idea with voice work and body work is that when speaking as a character, if your physical body isn't limber, warm, and ready, then you're limiting yourself to remain as you are. And when you're trying to embody a character or a character voice, you don't have enough flexibility and dynamics to go somewhere else because you're so stuck in your own way. And if you don't have a specific workout routine for this that you can do daily, at the end of this video, I will be sharing a video that's quite comprehensive and it'll go through a full body warm-up and workout and also work the articulation so you can be limber, warm, and ready every time you speak. Articulation in this sense is taking care of the articulators and the vocal mechanisms so you can be more expressive, take more risks, and draw from greater dynamics every time. Number two is voice modulation.
Voice modulation.
Voice modulation.
If working on your articulation gives you more expressive freedom, then voice modulation gives you something to do with it. Modulation covers, let's look at my list, pitch, tone, pace, volume, and texture. But more importantly, it's about range and vocal dynamics, personality characteristics, choice and approach, emotional state, intention, motivation are vocal dynamics. Often imaginative, but they must be expressed vocally to fully embody the character. And more importantly, tell their story. A useful exercise is to take a short piece of text and just reread it different times, focusing on a new area of vocal modulations, like read it through once and then change the pitch around. Read it through again and change the volume, change the pace, the tone, the texture. These five elements alone will give you so much to draw from and so many avenues to explore that you can create a roller coaster of a ride and keep your, you know, what you're voicing more engaging, not only for your audience, but for yourself. If you slow down the speaking, it changes the character. If you speed up the speaking, it says something else about the story or the character itself. You can change your breath placement. You can change the zone and tone of where you produce sound as you speak. Slowing down, raising the volume, add more air, raise the pitch. Now, everything you do offers you flexibility and dynamics. And that's what I'm all about. So ultimately, using your imagination is limitless. You can create so much just by changing how you approach it. And if you want a really thorough approach on that, there is actually a video that I created on my other channel, Improve Your Voice, some years ago, called How to Do 100 Distinctly Different Voices. It's worth taking a look at, so have a look there. As I said before, there's a PDF in the description box below, so you don't have to write this down right now. Number three is resonance. Resonance refers to both the depth of vocal sound, how it carries, and also to the connection between emotion, words, and our message. Physically, words vibrate. Sound is vibration, so we are vibration creation machines. These vibrations that are created inside the housing of our larynx by our vocal folds resonate through our throat, our nasopharynx or oropharynx, that's our nose cavity, our mouth. We can feel it in our chest, we can sometimes feel it in our belly and our back, and also we can send some of that energy into our head. This, once resonated, gets shaped by our articulators, you know, our tongue, teeth, soft palate, lips, and out into the world, formulated as new wave forms. But the resonance itself tells a story about character. What do they look like? Might they have a big booming voice or a tiny nasally voice? Tight, breathy, all clean! Sound! Get it? If you are vocally warm and limber, you get more options. Admittedly, down to the body you have, the instrument you have, there's only so far you'll go either way, and you will be at the mercy of your genetics. But within that, the flexibility and scope you have as a human to play with your vocal instrument is magnificent. And also try to remember that resonance is not just the sounds we make, it's also how you connect. Right? So if you're connected to the text you're reading or the character that you're performing, if you're able to relate to them better, you'll also relate to the people you're speaking to and to the audience and the listeners of the character that you've created. And this matters because a lot of people judge who they play. For example, you might be playing a villain, but villains don't necessarily think that they're the villain. They think they're the hero. They think that they're doing the right thing. So you need to take a perspective, their perspective, and not think, well, they're a bad guy, so I'm going to play them like a bad guy. That's not truthful, is it? You need to play them like they think they're a good guy, and it's just the writing will tell you what bad things they do, and other people can make that opinion. So don't prejudge who you're playing. If you can connect with them somehow, make them human, or at least they might not be human, they might be an animal or something else, but if you can be on their side with that, you will resonate and connect better. And that's, you know, that's a theoretical and a kind of a mental approach to resonating. But, you know, there's two sides to the story, right? How you physically resonate and how you emotionally resonate. Again, any restrictions or blocks in your, you know, your comfortability speaking or your physicality speaking will get in the way of how well you're able to resonate and create characters. So it's another consideration. And again, it comes down to working and being warm, limber, and ready. And so from resonance, before we get to resonance, we're at the breath. Breath is fundamental to life, and it's fundamental to you and the use of your voice. It's also the main charging emotional characteristic of anyone who uses their voice to speak. If you're playing a character or characters or different, you know, beings from other worlds or planets, the breath tells us something. It gives us your emotion, how you're feeling. It carries so much story. It's quite typical for people who are reading off a text, if you're, you know, a voice actor, to hold their breath while they're waiting to speak. And it always comes through as dead, especially with, you know, games or plays or storytelling. You can't hold your breath because humans don't do that. People don't do that. Your breath carries so much life that to keep breathing naturally in and out, or at least as your character would breathe, you are telling the story of how they feel. A tut can show disinterest. A sigh could be showing discomfort or like displeasure with something. Or it could be a happy sigh, right? And give a whole different indication about how that person's feeling. The words may say something, but you can really tell a story through how you breathe. Also, like a sharp intake can show surprise or horror. And by continuing to breathe, you're connected to that emotion and it doesn't drop. So when your time comes to speak, you're really appropriately approaching that text. You're not starting from a place of held breath. You're starting from someone who's actually thinking, listening and breathing. And so breath becomes also part of what you're hearing from the other characters you're speaking with. So getting under the skin and becoming the most believable and true character you can be you do well to continue breathing and focus on how does my character breathe? How do they move? Because movement might also inform the breath as well, and breath movement. Finally, before you even bring your character to life and create breath and movement and resonance and articulation, you need to study your script, or you at least need to analyze it. Because your vocal choices and your vocal characteristics only make sense when they're rooted in the character's intentions. And that means becoming clear on who they are, what they want. This will inform you to create a coherency, right? And a congruency in the characteristics that you develop. You don't want to just go completely off board because you want to do a funny voice or a cool voice. It has to be somewhat rooted in what the text says. So always start with what's on the page and what the director has given you, if you have a director. If you don't, then you have to self-direct. But look through the script. What are the lines, and do you mean the lines you're saying? Is everything you're saying honest? Because not usually with good writing, there's always a subtext, right? So there might be something else going on. What do people, other characters, say about your character? What does your character say about others? What do they actually do that will inform who they are? Not just about what they say, but the actions that they take. Because this gives you a very true indication of who you're dealing with and who you're creating. Also knowing what they might want, what their overall goal for life is, and also what they want in that scene. Why are they having this conversation? What are they trying to achieve, or what are they trying to put forward to the other people? And then you have the choice of whether your character goes directly for it or tries another method. Answering these questions will help you get under the skin of your character a lot quicker and a lot more effectively. So when you do get to the breath and the resonance and articulation, it's just fuller. It's more alive, and you have done the work to bring depth to the characteristics of who you're speaking. Your voice is the bridge for the inner life of your character and the audience. When properly trained and maintained, your voice becomes easier to use, offers more flexibility and scope for deeper, more connected character work. Your characters become more compelling, more convincing, and more consistent. And that's important, especially in the industry, if you want to work in this field. And if you are serious about working in industry and you want to get started, want a comprehensive guide to how to break in the industry, what it takes and what you need to get started, but also to thrive and find work and get paid, check out the link below for my complete voiceover starter kit, where you'll get everything you need to know about entering the ever-expanding and lucrative profession of voiceover. Thanks for watching this. And as they say in the Onion world, that's your lot.
Tales to tell, and up till now.